This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 356 for Wednesday, July 22nd, 2020. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Good morning.
You know, it's a good thing we don't have outtakes.
We should, really should have outtakes. There's been some really great ones. Did you know in the news, I just want to catch up with the latest news.
I read more of the news than you do.
I read different things. Okay. So the murder hornets kind of came and then we didn't hear anything about them, but they're back now. Remember these murder hornets that were out in the western?
Creepy.
They're creepy. They have now developed a SWAT team and they're going to set up a sting operation for the murder hornets.
Ba-dum-tish. Okay.
Right, that was not the best joke ever. It sounded better in my head.
They usually do. Wow. You know, when we started getting ready for the podcast, we decided that we didn't really have that much to talk about. But then as we kept finding things, we do.
All right. So the first couple.
First couple.
Should we do the first thing first?
What's first thing first?
Well, first thing is always the first thing. The third thing on the list.
So the first thing's the third thing.
Yes.
All right. So the Retro 51 30th anniversary. This was the first time that Retro 51 allowed every retailer to announce it to the public before we knew how many we were getting. Normally, the process is they contact us. They say, here's a cool new thing. Order by a certain date.
If you're interested.
Do not talk about it until a different date. And then you can talk about it once we all know how many we're getting. This time, they said, you can just talk about it. I really think that was a mistake.
Yeah, it was not the smoothest launch of any.
Because as soon as everybody announced it, some people hadn't even placed their orders with Retro yet. And so customers are looking for it. And I just think that it was not the smoothest rollout.
It happened. You know,
it did. It was a little.
Retro's allowed to make a mistake.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to blame Retro or George or anything like that.
But it was a little confusing because there was also 1,951 pens total, and no one was entirely sure what the breakdown was because there was ballpoint, pencil, and the fountain pen. So I just think that maybe wasn't a little clear. So customers were really unhappy that some people were pre-selling before they knew their allocation.
Right.
And so different companies were selling out or starting and stopping to sell. And I just think that unfortunately the customer was, in general, customers were frustrated. So I'm hoping that they go back to the old way and just tell us as a retailer first so we can get it ready. And then once we know, then, you know, some people pre-sell, some don't. We like to make sure that we
I want to make sure I physically have them in my hand and something like that. Because we do occasionally receive packages that are damaged and, you know, products damaged. So
so it just wasn't the smoothest rollout. And there was nothing anybody could really do once everybody started to talk about it.
Yeah, and that sold out in 10 minutes. So
that
was that. There are no more. Let's move on.
All right.
Mont Blanc.
Mont Blanc.
New colors. I didn't bring any of them here.
I know. Mont Blanc has come out with a number of new ink colors. They have the blue palette. So a lot of the Egyptian blue, the Chinese blue, the lapis lazuli, the ultramarine. Mm-hmm. I'm forgetting one.
Maya
blue. The manganese orange.
So they have those are in the 50 ml bottles.
Okay.
Or the 30 ml bottles. And then there are, the manganese orange is in the 60 ml shoe bottle.
Right. So the manganese orange, the cool gray, and the Modena red.
And amethyst purple.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, amethyst purple. Yeah.
Which is different than the lavender purple.
Yes. And these are not replacements. So Modena red is not replacing corn poppy.
Right.
This just happens to be the first new 60 ml color since corn poppy.
Right.
Like 5 years ago.
Right.
So
some of these are limited. Grab them while we have them. And because distribution with Mont Blanc is complicated. So,
And there are a couple new 50 mil colors we have in stock. We've got Homer, Rudyard Kipling, and
Hadrian.
Hadrian, Homage Hadrian. So,
yep. Pretty colors.
Bunch of new Mont Blanc colors.
Yep. So grab them.
This one. What is this here on
our table? We have had our own Anderson Pens logoed Yovo nibs for years. And we have just restocked them. And what used to be a two-tone gold-plated steel nib is now a single-tone.
This is really a good-looking nib.
Gold nib. So we do have some two-tones left in broad 1.1 and 1.5.
Those aren't going away anytime soon.
No, we still have more of those.
I think we have on the medium.
Two.
We literally have two left. So two. If two-tone's your thing.
We have two-tone mediums left.
Yeah, grab and then we're moving over to the single tone. But this is really a good looking nib. I like it. I do like the logo on it. You know, I'm biased, of course, but I just like the way everything is laid out. It's a good looking nib, and you can put it on your Conklins. You can put it on your Edisons. You can put it on your Frank and Christophs. You can put it on Esterbrooks, the new Estes. All sorts of pens.
Anything that takes a number six Yovo nib.
Yep. Pull it out. This will fit on your Penlux Masterpiece Grandes.
Even. Nice.
You pull them out.
So we've got extra fine, and mediums have been restocked in the silver and in the gold.
It's weird. It was just those six nibs in both colors.
That sold out completely. Yeah. Extra fine and fine were long gone.
I would have expected the 1.1s. To be
more popular. I
think
we ordered more of those.
We might have. Maybe that explains it. So anyway, new nibs back, and that's great because the extra fines have been out for a while, and we have to order a large
in big batches,
a really big batch. So that's why it's not as easy to just say, well, we're just gonna order 100 extra fines this week. It doesn't work that way. So we're happy to have them back. And again, if you're interested in the medium in a two tone,
grab it now. There are two.
And that'll be that. So, what else is
there? Let's skip down to Twisby.
Skip to Twisby. All right, there's two things.
Twisby, the ALR in Prussian Blue.
Prussian Blue.
We just received notification that there will be another batch.
Which I'm confused because I thought
that was it.
That was it. And yesterday they said there's more coming out.
Okay. Well.
So I've got the order in.
Awesome.
All nibs, extra fine, medium broad, and 1.1.
Beautiful.
I may take one of them for myself.
I think you should. Sorry.
It's really a neat blue.
It's a pretty color.
It's a pretty color.
Pretty color. So, I like this better than when they had the blue years ago.
The blue was nice. I remember the blue. I regretted not getting it.
Yes, you did.
But so I like this color better, and it has that ribbed metal section.
Yep.
That the other ones didn't.
And
this
is a tiny bit more teal or a tiny bit. Yeah. It's
interesting.
Color.
It's really interesting color. I like it a lot. But they're coming end of the month. Mm-hmm. We'll definitely let everybody know. It was just as surprised as everybody else that it's coming back. So that and what's new?
Twisby is coming out with, I should have read this more carefully. Mm. I am truly sorry. Is it the ego?
You got a 50% chance of getting this right.
It's an eco tea? Eco?
Vamp till ready. let me look
Let's
it up
just
here.
Go with cement gray. So Twisby is coming out with an eco. Thank you. You know, just leave that flub in there. An eco in cement gray looks really cool. We will have it up on
it's
the
kind
site.
Kind of like an off mat. Pale white?
It's kind of funky.
A different color, yeah.
It's kind of funky. But the Eco is such a great pen. It's a great value. Piston fill. Mm-hmm.
You could easily collect these and then have, and I know a lot of people do, is I have one is a base date blue pen.
Right.
One is a red pen, one's a green, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. There's just so many to collect, and they're under 30 bucks.
Great value. So,
but yeah, cement gray and Prussian blue coming end of the month.
The cement gray will be shipping. We are not allowed to ship it until August 7th.
Okay.
You can pre-sell it, which I don't know that we will, but as of the 25th.
Yep.
So anyway, that'll be on the site.
So new Twisby coming. That's great. The Prussian Blue, I'm so stoked. I know. I'm so stoked. I'm going to grab one. It's a cool, cool pen.
Are you more stoked about that, or are you more stoked about what we did last night?
Nice segue.
I got to save. I got to redeem myself.
You got to redeem yourself?
Well, with the...
So, this is really, what's the occasion?
My birthday?
Your birthday is, Lisa's birthday is next week.
So how come you get a pen for my birthday?
Because it's a gift to know you and be with you.
What?
It's just a gift.
So then why do you need another gift?
So what did you grab?
I have been eyeing this for a long time.
Solid, solid color.
This is the... Visconti Van Gogh, the Wheatfield Under Thunder Clouds. And I have looked at this. All right, let's just stop here and just say I've drooled over this.
This is a good pen. From
ever since it came out. We had this in Chicago before Christmas, and I almost got one then, and I decided no, because there was a customer who was just dying to have it. I've wanted one for months and months and months. And...
This is maybe the best looking Van Gogh, Visconti Van Gogh.
You know, the shoes was gorgeous.
The shoes was great.
I did love the pollard willows.
Yeah.
Everyone.
They were kind of, some of those were kind of flat colors. You know, the shoes was great. It was really interesting, but.
They all are different in their own way.
Yes, but this.
But this one just talked to me.
It's happy.
I did like the Orchard and Blossom too, but that was just a little too light for me. I like darker colors.
What are the colors in here?
Blue and green,
it's
and
like
light blue.
Turquoise.
It's just
there's
super
some
pretty.
White in there.
Yeah.
It's really.
So last night we went to the store, and my birthday is next week. So I guess this is my birthday pen.
Yeah. What did you get? Fine nib?
I got a fine nib because I am a big fine nib person.
Okay.
I love that it posts. I'm a big poster. If it doesn't post, better than being a blogger. If a pen doesn't post, it's a deal breaker for me.
Are you going to do the My Pen system, or are you just going to leave the little Visconti coin on top?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I might get one of those natural stones for it.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll do the Zodiac. I'll put a Leo on there.
Okay.
That would be cool.
That would be neat. It's a good color. That's really a solid color. Every time I see one of those come out, I do like to look at them because the green and the variance in the green and the white and the blue. Really, really an attractive pen. Nice addition to the collection. So I'm glad you finally got it. Shut up.
Yes.
I mean,
you know, the metal section is probably the only thing I would love to have them change, but there's such a smooth transition between the metal and the resin that you really don't feel it.
Yeah, because it's magnetic.
Yes.
There are no threads to worry about.
Right.
So,
which is nice because I hate it when threads dig into your finger. So I'm super excited.
Good looking pen. It's going to be a tester, right? Use it for testing?
No.
Yes, we use it for testing.
No. This is going to stay in my pen
case.
Yes,
but if somebody wants to try it out.
Then they'll have to come here.
Taking appointments after 5:30.
There you go.
Appleton, Wisconsin.
So, Brian,
well, this
how
is,
come I get a pen and you get a much more expensive pen?
This is no surprise to anybody because we've been talking about this for 2 weeks.
I know. I am grateful you just finally picked a damn pen.
Well, you know what happened.
Yeah, I do know what happened.
So yesterday we're in the store. Nice gentleman, local gentleman comes in and says, I want to try out a Homo sapiens. And I'm thinking, great. And Dave's working with him, and in the end he picks one out. He said, well, just out of curiosity, which one did you pick? Because he was trying the fine and the medium. He says, well, I tried the fine. I looked at it, I'm like, man, that's solid. It's really, really good. And right then and there, I made my decision. And then I forgot to get the pen, and we had to go back last night to get it. But Homo sapiens.
Yep.
This is the crystal
dream. Brian's dream.
I will call it dream, but that seems a little bit over the top. This is a great pen, though. This is the first Visconti pen that I've seriously wanted in, when did we become a dealer?
No, that's not true. You've really liked a number of the limiteds.
The limiteds, yes. The London Fog was great. The Crystal was nice.
This is the first one you were willing to actually
pony up for.
Spend money.
Yes,
I mean, we buy them all. We own them
all. We own them all. But I really, the 18 karat nib really kind of put me over the top. I used to have the Wall Street Limited Edition with a 23 karat palladium nib, which was great. It's just, for me, it was a little bit too soft.
Lighten up.
A little. That should have been the joke. And I like the 18 karat nib. Now, the 18 karat nib has a little bit of, just a tiny bit of spring to it, so it's responsive, but I like the nib better than the palladium.
Okay.
And wow, ink window, that's super awesome. Two-stage power reservoir filler here. So you can see the visualated section, 18 karat nib. It's just the whole thing about this pen, it's just beautiful. I love it. I'm totally stoked, and I haven't inked it up yet.
What are you going to put in it?
I'm going to start with Visconti Bordeaux.
Okay. I haven't picked an ink yet. But you've got some Visconti blue, right?
I do have some blue, yep.
There we go.
But I went with the fine nib because the Viscontis typically have a tendency to run a smidge broader.
Okay.
So the fine nib actually really, really nice. It's a little bit on the fine side, but I didn't want anything too broad. For this, because I want to be able to use this pen every day and not have to worry about it. But my very first Homo sapiens.
Nice.
It's just such a beautiful pen. We'll do a review on it and go through it.
Why this over the regular Lava Bronze?
You know,
is it the ink window?
It's the ink window. And a couple of years ago, there were a couple of prototypes floating around on the web, and people were talking about how great it would be if you could get the Homo sapiens with an ink window, because it's a cool pen, but you can't, you know, it's got a cool filling system, but you can't see how much ink is in there.
Right.
So people were floating that around. I thought, man, that's a really great idea. Put an ink window, put something so you can see how much ink is in here.
Right.
And when they came out with the pen, I said, that's it. 18 karat nib, big ink window, vacuum filler, two stage.
But even though we've got a store, two stores, and you can have anything you want, you're still agonized over which one.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Absolutely. Well, yeah, I mean, we've been collecting pens for, and I actually, you know, for those people who don't know who we are, we've been collecting pens for 23 years.
That's actually how we met.
We still go through the same process that everybody else goes through, just because we can go to the shelf and pull it off, and it's slightly easier. How was it? 3 weeks we've been talking about this?
Yeah. I'm just so grateful you picked one.
So.
But, you know, I don't like piston pens. I'm lazy.
That's weird.
I'm lazy. I don't need that much ink, and they're just harder to
clean. Well, you don't have to fill
clean.
It up all the way. You can fill it up half.
I know, but you still have to clean it.
Well,
I like pens that are easy to clean.
Just hand it to me. You know, here.
I clean my own pens.
She does.
I have
she
my has, own
she
ultrasonic.
She has her own ultrasonic in the kitchen, no less, by the sink.
Well, we had to bring it back from Chicago.
Well, yes.
So, yeah, in the kitchen.
So.
But I like pens of a certain size. I like a fine nib. It has to talk to me either weight or girth or both. And, you know, I think a lot of people go through the same process. I think a lot of people see a pen and they're like, oh, that's nice, but I don't like this, or I wish it had this, or whatever. And I think that it's, I don't know, maybe it's important, maybe it's just interesting that no matter, we could have any pen we want, and we still go through that same process.
Well, I have a thing that I go through whenever I want to make an expensive purchase. I do like to sleep on it, and if I wake up the next morning and it's still a good idea, or the next week, and I keep thinking about it, then that's when I feel good that I can make that purchase.
What's my saying?
Shut up and buy it.
When we're at a show or debating on something, my wifely comment is usually, buy the one you're going to whine about the most if you don't get it.
Yeah, she usually doesn't use the word whine, but I'm trying to keep that.
Family friendly.
Family friendly. Yeah, which one are you going to whine the least about?
The most about.
The most about.
Yeah. Well, ladies, you know that when you go shopping,
I should have bought that.
And you decide not to buy something, and you go back, they don't have it in your size or your color anymore. So yep. Pens are sometimes the same. There are limited runs of certain things. Things get discontinued, and often retailers don't know. Not every vendor is great about telling people, no. telling retailers when something's discontinued. I'm not saying snap it up as soon as you, you know, get your paycheck, but some pens go out much more quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
This one, so, I'm super excited.
I'm glad you got that, because every time I saw one of those, I thought that would be a good pen for you. It's happy, it's refreshing, it's invigorating.
I love the magnetic.
Yeah, and you can make all this noise that Justin has to...
He can leave that in there.
Filter out.
It makes me happy.
So anyway, yeah, so happy early birthday.
Thank you.
Happy early birthday to me.
Yours was last month.
I know.
What did you get last month? You got a pen last month, didn't you?
Did I get a pen last month? I didn't get a pen last month.
I think you did. Anyway.
Anyway, what else we got? Anything else? Is that covered?
New inks, new pens. Do we have anything else coming in? Just, you know, this time of year is traditionally slow anyway in retail. And then, of course, with COVID, you still have some distributors that are taking longer to ship. So a lot of it's restock right now.
We should mention Hobonichi is around the corner.
Oh,
so
yes.
We have confirmed our order with Hobonichi this year. Some interesting things. Of course, every year they change up the covers.
Yep.
And due to enormous response last year, cousins, lots more cousins this year.
My favorite size. Yeah.
I may try a cousin this year.
Okay. Do you want to play with mine now?
No.
Okay.
I'm still working on the
date. We're not allowed to talk about some of the new covers yet, but some are pretty cool.
Yeah, some are nice. It's a nice selection this year.
Last year was a good selection.
Last year was good. I like this year's selection better. I think it's a little more versatile. So I think some people are going to like some of the options. And then this will be our biggest Hobonichi order.
Oh yeah.
Ever. So
yes,
that'll be exciting. What else you got?
I think that's it.
That's it. All right. Well, thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper, and Lisa's birthday.
Follow the blog for news, ink reviews, all sorts of other things, including updated store hours in Appleton. We are still currently open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. And it'll be that way probably for at least another couple weeks.
Yeah. Closed on Saturdays and Sundays.
Yes.
So, check us out. Social media is Anderson Pens. And like this video and subscribe to the channel.
Our store in Chicago is still closed. We don't know when it'll reopen, just waiting for the hotel to contact us and say that they're open.
We'll let you know here first.
Absolutely.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.